Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. It is July 7th. That is Thursday. It's been a couple of days. I apologize. Everybody around me got the old Rona, and I've been on quarantine. My voice sounds like I got the Rona, but I keep testing negative, so I don't think so. I might have just caught a cold somehow. I can't explain it myself. But anyway, I've kind of been laid down and knocked out, and that's been how it's gone. So hopefully you got the mobile app and you've been getting our news all along. You didn't need me after all. You were a real boy. Okay, so I'm just going to do the last couple of days worth of stuff since I've been gone for a few here. So definitely head over and get the mobile app since we brought that up. Whether it's Android, whether it's Apple, we both are on there. They're both good to go. That's going to get you all your news when I can't. I really don't want to read all of this stuff here because my throat kind of hurts. So I'm going to just kind of lead you into what's going on. And then if you're more interested, you can go to either the mobile app or easternsierranow.com to read more about it. But the appellate court ruling stops Long Valley dewatering. Ruling affirms legal principles sought by Mono County and Sierra Club in protecting Long Valley and Little Round Valley. Late last week, the First District Court of Appeal for the State of California reversed a March 21, 2021 Alameda Superior Court ruling requiring the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power to continue to provide water for wildlife habitat and scenic recreational and economic resources on approximately 6,100 acres of land in Mono County, at least until such time as LADWP completes the required environmental review. While the appellate court ruling initially appeared to be a setback for Mono County and the Sierra Club, who filed the lawsuit under the California Environmental Quality Act, the result is in fact an affirmation of the legal principles which the county and Sierra Club sought to enforce from the beginning, that LADWP cannot remove all water from the land under the guise of expired leases from 2010 without conducting any environmental review. During the course of the appeal, LADWP repeatedly represented to the court that it would not dry out lands in Long Valley and Little Round Valley without performing the required environmental review, said Stacy Simon, Mono County Council. In other words, LADWP conceded that it must conduct environmental review prior to drying out these valleys. So for more on that story, head over to Eastern Sierra Now, or just go download the app. You know you want to. You've been sitting there thinking, gosh, I want to download that app, but should I? Maybe I shouldn't. Nobody will know. Yeah, you should just do it. Because you know why? There's nothing wrong. That's totally perfectly acceptable. Go do it. You're going to want it. Looks like the Bishop All-Stars Junior Division Baseball. Had a little plug here from Josh Nicholson. He's emailing this afternoon as manager of the Junior All-Star team for Bishop. I'd like to honor these athletes' dedication and hard work as they go into their tournament this weekend. I hope the community can come support these young men and their passion for baseball and their team. They will be playing all their games on Field 4 at the Bishop City Park. I want to thank all the parents for their support, the Parks and Rec at the City of Bishop, all the volunteers to make this happen, and the teams traveling here for this tournament. For many of these players, this is their last Little League All-Star tournament as they will move into high school sports. I'll just give you a quick little rundown. We got Coach Rich Dondero, Aiden Frechette, Richie Talavera, Emery Dondero, Dominique Dondero, Carlos Suarez, Elliot Duda, Braden Hundy-Leeson, and Coach Brian Hohenstein, Coach Josh Nicholson as well in the picture. Daxon Scavina, Mike Trejo, Hunter Daly, Sage Connors, Carson Hohenstein, William Kemp, Ruben Nicholson. Looks like that's it. So any other questions, please reach out to Josh Nicholson. And it looks like they're set to play tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. at Field 4. Bishop starts off by playing the winner of Game 1, which will be West Lancaster or Tehachapi. So that should be pretty good. Looks like a little round robin tournament thing. That should be fun. So yeah, if you're into sports and you want to help support these kids, get out there and do it. So the City of Bishop municipal election for city council is happening. and will be held in the City of Bishop Tuesday, November 8th, for the purpose of electing two members to the City Council. The council members presently occupying these offices are Stephen Mulvahey and Karen Schwartz. The term of each of office for each seat is 4 years. Council members are paid $550 per month. I don't think it's worth it to listen to all the problems. Oh, did I say that out loud? So I did talk to Stephen Mulvahey about this and asking him what's the deal. Their term is up and they both have not decided whether they're going to rerun or not. So that's why I was wondering what happened. Was there some kind of juicy drama that I'm looking for? Nope. Terms are up and they just haven't decided to rerun yet or not. So if you would like to run for city council, candidates must be registered voters and reside within the city of Bishop. Nomination papers will be available from the city clerk by appointment starting on Monday, July 18th. The deadline for filing of nomination papers is 5 p.m. Friday, August 12th. If nomination papers for an incumbent officer of the city are not filed by August 12th, the voters shall have until 5 p.m. on Wednesday, August 17th to nominate candidates other than the incumbents. Citizens interested in running for a seat on the city council are encouraged to contact the city clerk, Robin Picken, at 760-873-5863, extension 124, for further information. The city clerk's office is located at City Hall. That's 377 West Line Street in Bishop and is open during normal business hours from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. So you want to be in charge of the town, head down there and fill out your paperwork. Looks like there will be a Friday night market tomorrow. That's great. They haven't had one in a little bit. Friday night markets will return July 8th. Our band will be the Felt Cutouts for Mammoth. I've heard they're pretty good, too. So come prepared to dance. Eastern Sierra artists in the city of Bishop present this free street party in downtown Bishop on Academy Street. Have a beer or cocktail while checking out the booths featuring local products of the region plus handcrafted items and some local nonprofits getting their word out. Well, they'll even have special drinks for the kids like root beer floats. Nice. Our new food court offers dinners and desserts from 5:30 to 9 p.m. For exhibitor information, call or text GAY at 760-937-2942 or easternsierraartist@gmail.com. The markets are sponsored by Inyo County, the City of Bishop, Mammoth Brewing Company, and Eastern Sierra Artists. That's always a great event. You definitely want to go check that out. Super fun. Just be part of the community, you know? That's one thing that people don't do anymore. You used to have, like, community events all the time. And this is before my day. But, you know, people would go and have, like, a corn pudding competition and stuff. Now nobody does anything. So this is actually really cool. It's nice to be able to go out and see people and be a part of the world. Although, that being said, me going out and being a part of the world by going to the plays in Mammoth got me COVID. Possibly. I'm still negative at this point, but I am sick, so. And, yeah. Amy and everybody. Like, it ran rampant right through those plays, for sure. So, it wasn't the play's fault. Let me make that clear. Somebody got it from going to, like, a bar or something, and then all of the actors being in close quarters together, they got it. But from what I understand, there is a strain out there right now that someone brought up from L.A. that is just wreaking havoc in Mammoth. So, the good news is most people, it just turns into a cold. It's not crazy sick, but it is very contagious. So that's the news I have on all of that. The play is canceled for tonight, which was Measure to Measure, which is the bummer. But from what I understand, they're attempting tomorrow, which will be 12th night. And then Saturday, they are still planning on going with Measure to Measure. So it should be just last night and tonight that the plays got canceled due to COVID. Hopefully everybody will be back and we'll see what happens this weekend, because it's really good from what I understand. I saw Measure to Measure and it's fantastic, and I heard 12th Night is great. So you guys definitely want to get out there and see that. And bring a jacket, by the way. I've heard it's been getting pretty cold up there, actually, which is weird. It's freaking July. Just a quick little rundown on the bike park here, and I think we'll call it for the day so I can go drink some water or tea or something. Looks like there's 38 trails open, and 5 are easiest, 14 intermediate, 6 advanced, 9 expert, and 4 pros. Trail crew has dialed in two of the gnarliest trails on the mountain, Chainsmoke and Bullet, and both will be open tomorrow, July 8th. Chainsmoke can be real rowdy in some sections or pretty chill in others. It gives you time to get your wits about you before rolling into the multiple technical conundrums the trail is known for. The rock garden at the top of the trail and the waterfall are two sections which are both terrifying and insanely perfect at the same time. Bullet is no joke either. Long and continually chunky, this trail requires endurance, skill, and commitment. The upper rock garden is quite the puzzle, filled with big chunks of granite and ending with a mandatory drop. If you manage to clear it, we understand wanting to fist pump and let out a scream. They do the same thing, they say. Stump Alley Express or Chair 2, Canyon Express, Chair 16 are open Friday. So use them to access LAP and connect to different trails and zones on the mountain. Need a little TLC for your whip while in town? The Gear Up is the place to go, accepting walk-ups and featuring all technical expertise you could ever desire. I also recommend Black Tie Ski Rentals. They tend to be able to do everything, including rent and maintain motorcycles, anything. It's not just ski rentals. That's just the name of the company. So my personal recommendation, Black Tie Ski Rentals. I think that's going to be it, guys. I am wiped out. Let's cut to our advertisers here. We've got a couple new ones in the works here. We're just waiting on all of the paperwork to be signed here, and then we're gonna jump into some new ads and some new stuff working on. We've got some a video that's gonna post today, so watch for that on YouTube. We've got a TikTok about to happen. That's gonna be fun. Everybody wants to see me dance. I think that's about it. I'll check back in with you guys tomorrow. I'll be feeling better. I'm positive. So in the meantime, this is Eastern Sierra Now and Jesse Steele. We're gonna leave you with our advertisers and see you tomorrow.
This is Emily with Mammoth Lakes Tourism, reminding you how to recreate responsibly in the mountains. Research if you need a permit before you go. Plan ahead by packing layers, lighting, and other crucial items. Pack it in, pack it out, including pet and human waste and your toilet paper. Leave nature as is and take only photographs home with you. Tread lightly by staying on established trails. You can find a variety of local trails on mammothtrails.org. Keep your distance from wildlife and other recreators too. Know your limits and take responsibility for your safety. Learn more and make your commitment to keeping Mammoth Lakes beautiful at mammothpromise.com.
The Eastern Sierra Now podcast is brought to you by Coppertop Barbecue, High Point Solar, Northern Inyo Hospital, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mora's Mineral Treasures, Mammoth Brand, Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce, Brood Awakening, Shorty's Speed Shop, Giovanni's, Perez Quality Tire, Bishop Hauling, Sierra Light Gallery, Mammoth Lakes Tourism, Eastern Sierra Community Bank, and listeners like you who donate at patreon.com/EasternSierraNow.